Sugya of Recha, Sim Kuf Chesef Aleph. We went through the Sugya, the Mechaber, and we're holding by the Ramah. So first, as Sikum, the Mechaber, it was very simple. He said five separate halachas over here. First thing is, we're makhil chatkila for doing two things in the oven at the same time. The Vazachas, Alti Rambam, Rashi, the Rir. The chatkila, we do not do the Sugya Recha. The Chosh is Recha is Mulsa. The second thing the Mechaber says, B'dievet, B'maisi, Pasen, and Klevi. And therefore, it's Mutter. The third thing the Mechaber says, there's no difference whether the Heter Shomin, this is Shomin, the same halacha applies, the Chadchila to be Machmer, and B'dievet to be Mekel. A fourth thing is, even though we're Machmer Chadchila, however, it's Godel and Pesuach, when it's a big oven, which you said at three different sheets, what exactly that means, and in those three sheets were numerous numbers, where they can be practically, if it's big, a yeshiva oven, let's say, then that case will be, when it's Pesuach, will be Mutter, otherwise, we're back to the case of B'dievet. The fifth thing we said, what's mechus, what's covered, like in the airline, also is mutar lechatchila. Those are the five halachos of the Mechaber, very simple. To focus on the Ramah. The Malachor speaks out nine separate statements. Just say them first, the nine statements, and then go through each one a little bit slower. First thing he says, this halacha is lavdak by isurim, even with basar b'chalav. Aleph. The second thing he says, it can be machmer and a tana gadol. A third thing he says, he defines what is the gedor of b'dievet, whether it's passed with cholov, whether it's passed to get it by a case of an akum. A fourth thing he discusses, the locha when sosim legamri, the locha is asim ruba. The fifth thing he discusses when it's charif, magulin, also be machmer. The sixth thing he discusses when the isavet are both opened under a machvas. A seventh thing he discusses is echazer, then the case of shishim, then the case of chometz. Those are nine cases. Go through each one. First, I must start off who didn't bosom cholov. By now you should know what is a suffer the Amor saying the halacha of Mechab is by Basar B'chalav. That Stodim to be Mekel and Basar B'chalav. That Stodim to be Machmer and Basar B'chalav. That Sad to be Mekel. We see the Taz being down the Darker Moshe. That he points out the steers in the Torah. The Torah says only a Tana Godel and Simon Tana Zayin. Yet by us, he says it has to be Tana Godel and Pesuach. That's two things. It says the Darker Moshe that why is it more reason to be Mekel by Basar B'chalav. What's the Sfar explains about a Shulchan is not Derech Bishul, therefore never lead to a case of Dereiso. Therefore, says Ramah, who didn't Basar B'chalav? The Sfar to be more Machman Basar B'chalav, the Rif, Al Kabbash Yisrael Matirim, for two other reasons brought down by the Ramban, the Beis Yosef, either the side of Basar B'chalav, you taste it, you taste Basar B'chalav, Mechzi eating Basar B'chalav, Mashik Mishar Yisrael, you do not know the taste. Or the side Shabbai, he says that, Loib Dali Inchimine, the people always have in their house, Basar B'chalav, therefore, more are chokes by it. Therefore, we're supposed to be more machmer and more mekel. And therefore, says Ramah, who didn't bosom b'chalav? Very simple. That's aleph. First thing in Ramah. Second thing in Ramah, he says the loch is to be machmer and taner gadol. What does that mean exactly? That means we have a mechaber who says a person can be mekel with taner gadol and pesuah, and come on the Ramah said to be machmer by taner gadol. Really, we have to define two things. What's the case of the mechaber? What's the case of the Ramah? And also, are they arguing upon each other or not? So first, they get the Mechaber, come along the Shach, and he points out, the Mechaber says that to be Pesuach. What does Pesuach mean? Mixas, Legamri, how much? So big down that it means a case of Pesuach, Legamri, Ke'en Kiro. It has to be opened fully, totally. A Kiro has basically an oven, you put a pot on top of it, there's a big hole on top, there's one big hole on top. Pesuach, Legamri, that's the case over the Mechaber. What's the more mean to be Machmer, Legamri, Machmer, Lechatchilo? Says the Shach, look at the Torah's Chatzis, he means what Pesuach b'miksas, only a little bit. But Legamri, he agrees to the Mechaber. That means one way to understand the Mechaber and Ramah are not arguing. They're both saying the same thing. The Mechaber is causing to be Mekel when it's Pesuach Legamri, and the Ramah is saying to be Machmer when it's Pesuach Ksas.
We'll
see it inside afterwards, what are you referring to? But right now he only says the words of Tana Gadol. We're not going to get into those words yet. Tana Gadol. So what the words first of Tana Gadol means, he's saying, when Tana Gadol, what's the case over here? The case according to the Ramah, when it's opened up a mouth, only a little bit. That means no machlokes. That's one way to stand it. The Chiddush. Come along the Orech Mishor. Most people have it in the back of their tours or their, some of the Shulchan Orech. That's on the pierce of the Daki Moshe Orech. It says that's not how we read the Ramah. The Mechaber says to be Mekel was Pesuach Legamri, when it's Tana Gadol. Then what's that three machmer? He's going what? On the same exact case. We have a pronoun going back to the noun, it's the same case. And therefore the Ramah is arguing the machaber saying three machmer, even a case of being a case of psuch legamri. That's the second way to understand. That means Vadim the machaber is causing psuch legamri to be mekel. The Ramah is arguing on that, saying even that case to be machmer. A third option handle in the sugyo, Kamal Prichodesh, he says, what does the Mechaba mean? When Mechaba said to be Mekel, it's about to be Mekel, even a case with the Psuach Tzas Lamailo. Don't say how much to be open. The Shach says Ke'en Kirok. The Ramah doesn't know, the Mechaba means even case of Tzas. And therefore, the Shach, according to the Prichodesh, comes out, the Ramah is arguing on Tzas, but agrees on the Gamri. That means, Be'etzim, there are two ways to learn the Mechaba, two ways to learn the Ramah, and it comes down to three different sheets in Pshat over here. That means either you can learn the Mechaber when he says to you, Mekel, the case with Psuach Legamri, that's a Shach in the Chavadas, or you can learn the only even a case, Psuach Pemiksas, that's Pichodesh, the crazy, the Chochmah Zodom. There are two ways to learn the Ramah. The Ramah mean to be Machmer only in the case of Psuach Sas, that's a Shach of the Prim Godim, that's how the Meshmur Godim Simon Tov Mem Zayin. Or does it mean to be Machmer in the case of Legamri, that's the Aruch Mishor, the Yad Yehudo. It'll come out, now we have three ways to understand over here. Either there's no machlokes shach between the Ramah and the Mechaber, that both the Mekel ones Psuach Legamri, or there is a machlokes, and what case they're referring to, either they're referring both the case of Psuach Pemiksas, or they're both discussing the case of Psuach Legamri. That's first pshat over here in the Mechaber and the Ramah. Aloch l'maisom. First, come on the shach, they don't disagree. So Vadi says, with Psuach Legamri to Mekel. Come on the Goyin says, even they do disagree, Aloch l'maisel still paskin l'goy paskin Psuach Legamri to Mekel. That means whether it's a machlokes or not, most of them, the Prim Godim and the Meshavur, the Balei Shulchan, have that beforehand, they come on the tiny ones, Psuach Legamri the Maisel to be Mekel. Hagam, there's Yad who disagrees, said we machma even Psuach Legamri, Tzara Shlishi, the Prichodesh is to be Mekel, even Psuach Tzas. Shem Avuchel among the paskin, but Ika Aloch l'maisel and Psuach Legamri, the Maisel can be Mekel. L'chadchilo. Yeah, why don't we go? I mean, to go, if coin the shach, it's almost like the Mechaber Ramah, everything used to it.
Because we want to learn Pshat Ramah like that, not just like that.
Either they learn Pshat, or they want to pass against Ramah and say, do we make it like the Mechaber? Yeah. I mean, there are two ways. The going sounds like it's much like this, but we'll make it anyway. The third statement of Ramah, Baluchi, he discusses the Gedo B'Dievet. He has two cases over here, a case of pass with Cholov, can eat with Balser, and in case of pass with Isser, can eat it with something else, even by itself. So go through each case. First case of the Eved, you have pass, in Bosna Oven, can eat it with Kutach. Come along the Mechaber, and the Ramah, Mechaber Tzadik Zayin, Ramah by all, says, L'chadchilo, you can't eat it with Kutach. Pashis, that's before Shigemoro, that's the case of Rav Ka'ano, that says, pass, you cannot eat with Balser, you cannot eat with Kutach. That's Rav Mir Perskoi, that's the Pashis. Hagam, the Rashba disagrees. He wants to tie these this chumah Rav Kahana, and over here and Rav Ripper's guy is going according to Rav, going according to Abaya, which we don't pass like. So if he wants to even lechatchilo, you can go take the pass that was cooked with balsa and eat it with milk. Maaser don't go like that. Mechaber the Amor, the kids of the Rosh Hashanah, we don't pass that way. We pass in the pass to go eat it with milk. The maaser that'll be ulcer, not to lechatchilo. Now once you're saying to be machmel lechatchilo, the question: how far to be machmel lechatchilo? To understand what that means, it's a very practical case, negate to not by not. The question I get come out every week. I don't even answer too many shalas, but the question I get come out every week. A shal is, when you have a loch of not by not, for example, what that means, you have a pot, they cook fleshiks inside, mamish meat, it's called the sinis tam, the pot is now fleshiks. You cook spaghetti inside of it, now the spaghetti that's has a clean pot, it's called, and the sinis tam for the pot, the spaghetti, it's a not by not. This pot, let's say, is enim ne yoimoy. Most pots in the house, enim ne yoimoy. You have the spaghetti over here. Can you lechatchila put your cottage cheese on top of it? Says Ramah, yes. And not but not any of the yoimah lechatchila, you're allowed to put your cottage cheese on top of your spaghetti. No problem, lechatchila. The question is, when it says lechatchila, allowed to do that, what about can you make the spaghetti, but das to put on the cottage cheese? What they call, or I call a double lechatchila. Lechatchila wants to on the body, allowed to go put it on top of it. Can you do a double lechatchila? Can you cook it, but das to put your cottage cheese on top? You make your coffee bedas to put your milk inside. When the coffee, the kli, let's say, is a fleishiks, a case of napanat, enim neyoymoy. So the moinam goes like the chokhmah zodom. Lechatchila, we don't. You know the paths, you know the options. We're mekel, there's a going disagrees. The swam say lechatchila not to do a double lechatchila. We don't make your spaghetti in your pot, But Gavona put in the cottage cheese. Most of us put on meatballs, put on, you know, ketchup. Your kid said, can I put on cottage cheese once it's done? 100%. Lechatchila kol hades. Can you go do it bedas? That's what Chachmas Adam says to be
makmer. What's your mesopek? You don't know what you're
going to
do.
No, look at that, you make it. Look at that, I'll be sure. Building upon that, over here, the same question. We're saying the loch over here is that to take the pass, take the pass over here, and to make it with basar, to eat it with milk, because you can't. To eat it by itself, about you can. That's poshut. Can you lechatchila take the pass, cook it with flesh, but das to eat it by itself? To eat it by itself. What's your shiloh? Yes. Well, what's the shiloh? The shiloh is in the halacha, the simon tzadik zayin, is you cannot make flesh good bread. Not allowed to. Negate to Reichel, Avada once it's done, Reichel Amilsa, no problem. But why are we being machm over here, lechat chilo? At the shito, one malach is, the shito of, Kivega says, the shito of Reichel Amilsa. Go to Mandel, Reichel Amilsa, can you make a pass that's fleshiks? You can't do that. That means to do Reichel Lucho, you can't do. So the question now is, can you lechat chilo make this pass to eat it by itself with fleshiks in the oven? You have in the oven meat, you have pasta in the oven. You want lechat chila, make it, eat it by itself, not with kutach, by itself. I want to eat the pasta, it's fleshik, it's a big deal. So once it's done, 100%. I have exam, seven times zayin. Here's b'di'evin, reich la'melsa. But they go cook it to eat it by itself. Go bake it in the oven to eat it by itself. Is it about the shulchan? No. Can't. Well, I can want to machmer lechat chila, this is also lechat chila. Once we're machmer in reich la'melsa, but lechat chila l'choshish, especially the ma'alach of Kiv Eger, what do you mean l'choshish lechat chila? For the Meir Shita, the Reichel Milsi. So, Echadam, you cannot make the pass in the oven together with the fleshiks to eat the pass by itself. Echadish also. The Meisah comes up his
Well, why?
Even
the
Shach is discussing even. What?
Shach says that the meat's ever hacker or it's only one thing.
That's when the case was discussing when it's even also but the discussing. If I remember correctly. When this it's awesome. He was discussing when it, a case with the evidence motor. Well, he's discussing when it's not also the evidence also. He was discussing with the evidence motor. The evidence motor 100%.
It's still going to be also.
Still, we have a chumra not to not also. We have a chila. It's nichli get a lachat chila.
Get a lachat chila. It's not.
What is he saying to machmo? Again, according to man of a reichel milsa, according to a mayor, the chord to go make this pasta, you can't go do. Can't make flesh kapas. Now you tell me if there's a simen upon it or dava mort, be mort, echanami, will be nichel. Again, you have to have the club now. In the case that a mayor would ask, sir, us is nichel get al chatchila. Now you tell me it's a small amount, we mort. Tell me there's a simen upon it, be mort anyway, even according to a mayor. But in the mayor, she will ask, to us will be nichel get al chatchila over here. Now, if you have no other pass, except for this pass that you bake together with your fleshiks over here, can you go now eat it with milchiks? Kamlung Vemon says, Maisa, a person can be Michael. Be Michael, why? You have no other pass. Kamlung Vemon says, I couldn't point out, what do you mean? Why be Michael? Just eat it by itself. What is your head to go eat it with something else? As the going points out, the steamers of the Gemara is to eat it, is also eat it with kutach. Don't say whether you have other pass or don't have other pass. The other be Prichodosh, Lachm Yehuda, Lachm Aponim, Beis Lachm Yehuda. They come along and they disagree with Ramah. Where in the world do you have a right to say, if in my pass Acher, now go use a pass?
Now it says Acher,
but same thing, yeah.
No, so no, not just the reason,
but Berevach also.
Mask. Very small. It's not.
So the way they want to answer the Ramah, what it means in the case, Avada, if a case you can eat the pass by itself, it's causing a case either where the person cannot eat the pass by itself, certain breads are just, people are don't appreciate it unless you eat it with something else. You have to have butter or something on top of it. You have a toast, people don't like it when it's very hard. You have to have butter, let's say. Or in other case, let's say if I carrot, you have these milky things that cannot be eaten by itself. You can't eat butter by itself. So you can lose out the butter that in refrigerators and therefore get spoiled, you will lose it. Therefore, we're discussing a case where either there will be a loss over here, whether it's out of the bread or it's out of the butter. That's how the crazy explains Peshad Ramah. That's how the people go to Mizan Loch Lamaisan, the Chok Mazan says this way. But the Shulchan, they come and go to Ramah, but they define the Ramah. He's not discussing in general, Ein Lepas Acher, go eat it together with something else. What's the Sfar for that? Eat it by itself. It means in the case where there will be caused a loss over here, that's what Ramah over here means. In that case, you can't be Michael.
It has to be a loss. You can't can't just be that I want to have a cream cheese sandwich.
A loss meaning that you lose out. What you want, you no, yes.
So what's the
no, that's because you just want a cream cheese sandwich.
You already did that in without the bidyavad?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you need the rebbe? What's the rebbe?
Sometimes you are full, but you're not. I mean,
no, the pas
rebbe. Pas rebbe. Pas
rebbe.
Shpach
the
mother.
Yeah, you don't pas rebbe. I know. So you don't have enough pas.
One loaf of bread, so use the other loaf. Two loaves of bread.
It sounds like
if that enough and you want to be full by things,
well,
you need
to have enough to eat.
Yeah, I can get by, but there's more food, I need more.
So how do you bake bread with a bakery?
Oh, so we'll get to that. First of all, Zachazel. We'll get to even Zachazel. Now, the second case of the Ramah discussing Geder B'Dieved is a case of pas that was cooked with Isser. Can you go buy from a goy lechatchila not? So the Beis Yitzchak very clear brings down Machloikis, and he brings down Maril and the Ogre that wants a Taino that if you have any other pass, don't go buy from a guy. It's actually the Beis Yitzchak himself says, V'Einira disagrees, why is that so? It's really in the category of B'dieved. Maisa the Ramah comes along and is choshed for Maril and says, therefore, you have any other pass to not go buy from a guy. The question is, what's the Avonah in this Ramah? What do you make in the case of pass? It really is a case of B'dieved. So, two ways to understand the Ramah. The way the Pim Godam brings out the Minchas Yaakov, it's a Chumrah Miyuchid and pass. And no other food is cooked with this, sir, that's baked together. Why? By pas, we have a concept of lechem yichir odom. It's a constant staple of a person's house. Therefore, we'll come across numerous chumras that we have by pas. For example, by case of pas, that he had left over from a meal on Shabbos, if it's from a fleshik meal, cannot eat with milchiks. Or milk meal, cannot eat with fleshiks. Yet, you have left over salad, chumras chino, that we have no chumra for. Why? A lechem yichir odom. Any food left over. Halachim Simon Peites, if Dalit is, any food left over from a fleshig meal can be eaten with a milky meal except for pas. Why chumah pas? Halachim Yechir Odom, a chumah and pas. Therefore, that those want Taina, this chumah is a miyuchid case in the pas. Come on, the Bada Shulchan just points out, it's very hard to understand the way, because when it says pas, imcholo means all cases of pas, and pas im Isser means dafka case of pas miyuchid, not other things that are powerful. Therefore, that those disagree, the Chumud Daniel and the Adudah said no, when it says pas is an example of everything. So there is an argument happening in the Chumru on this Ramah and says, pass him Isser, you can go buy from a goy, mean a dim yuchad and pass, or not anything that's powerful. Maisa the Beis Yosef, he's Mekel, and the Svadim seem to go this way, Yabi Oim has a truva this way, but the Maisa the Bnei Ashkenaz, they are going to be Machmer and not buy from a goy when you have another option. There is an interesting Aruch HaShulchan discussing that's when a goy made it. Let's say Yisrael made it. He made pass b'Isser. Pass b'Isser. Is it nichel lechadchila not to eat it? You have a pas acher, another pas. The Aruch HaShulchan says a chiddush and says also a person cannot treif. Pas you bake together with treif in the oven. Now the pas has blius of iser inside. You have other. Why is it if it's ready but you have it? Can you now go? Right. So pashtis there is no chiluk whether a person whenever a head to a has to move on. Much for me, much for everybody. Not just much for me. When there's much for me for the evidence and pass, but for everybody to go eat it. The Chosholim says a chiddush that even he himself he cannot eat it like a chilo when it's pass was baked with iser. He himself can. Now me and everybody cannot if I have other pass around. Another option. Which the question is b'nichal geder b'dieved. The Baal Shulchan once said the Chosholim is b'loy diktuk he wrote it. I hear the time against him. But I don't think he's b'loy diktuk. He wrote it with das very clearly. Chiddush. So finally, get to the sugya b'dieved. We have two cases over here. Pass.
Everyone's like that. If you have pas b'rebach, you cook it yourself, you bake it yourself, you can't have it if you have pas b'rebach.
Pas b'isser. What are you going to do with it? You throw it out.
That
eat it by itself.
What happens where the Yisrael is allowed to eat it b'dieved and everyone else says it's not
that? The Chosholim says even the Yisrael himself should not eat it. He has other pas. What do you eat it for?
I'm saying, so if the guy who made it have another pas, then everyone's allowed to eat it?
Yeah. What the klalim in the get to when you have a term over here, makam ani have simuba kadaimo. The big the place can say once we're matur it, we're matur for everybody. In the svar they point out in the Torah's chatas like dumb to say for Ramah writes when I'm makel but makam hefse that's medinoi. Everything else is chumras. So once we make one person, make it for everybody. He also especially we pass the reichel on milson. Once we make one person, we make it for everybody. We don't see any chilik. It's just for him. It's more to everybody else. Will be also for
them. Meat and bread in that case. That's
yeah, but he wants to eat mechadish to say if you have other option, don't eat it. That's
but he also
sounds that way. Yeah.
And we just forgot to mention the
Chiddush, yeah. Mass Chiddush. Bada Shulchan says, B'loy Dikta. The fourth halacha of Amor is the case of a Tanur Sosum. That means we have a halacha here, the Amor speaks out. Chava says, let's say it's open a little bit, so ktsas, whether it's been a tzad or a milo, where the smoke goes out. The halacha is, we make a little bit of it. When sosum, it's more chomer, I'll come along to aser. Aser it. Come along to the Amor says, we're going to aser choshe lech atchilo, explains the going wisdom I'm walking this Indian. Just like we see a concept where there's pas chama and pasuach, there's a higher level over here. And therefore, we're going to be machmer to get to halacha and siv dalet. He also nichel in that concept, and also like pas chama pasuach. He also the same idea when sosim it puts everything inside. And therefore, the chashash be more machmer. The mala ma'aser ends off. So you make a mokum hefsid. No clear gemara for it. There's a chiddush over here, and only make a mokum hefsid. And the chiddush point out the shach says in the poskim paskin hefsid over here means the case of hefsid beruva. Now they do say and they point out the mechaber does not bring down this chumah of davar sosim. And therefore the Beiswad, Zephetedek, Kabachayim say Beiswad, the Mekel B'dievet. That means they're Mekel B'dievet, Mashi Enkei, Mne Ashkenaz, we Machmer, unless the case of Hefsim Ruba. Now, practically, what does it mean a case of Sosim closed totally? I'm so excited. What does that mean practically? We have ovens, we have microwaves, what is that? So, first, the get to ovens, if you ever take your oven in your house, you turn it around, there's a little hole in the back, there's a vent over there that lets out the steam, and it comes out. Therefore, pashas is all our ovens, the maisa, are vented and has a hole there, and therefore will be not nichel of the chum and the ma, be mutter b'dieved. If you want it by force, right, very clearly, all the household's ovens are vented, no problem. That's a simple understanding. Again, there's a moish and shuvo and achaim yodeich el galaf, that he says he does not see the hole there, does not see that there's any place for it to go out. But the maisa, that's a matzias, all ovens have a hole to go out, and therefore should not be nichel this chum and the ma. Negate the microwaves. Come along Rabbi Forrest, whether the old safer, new safer, that means whether the red one or the blue one. The Come along writes, the microwave oven is completely closed and poses a serious problem of Reichel. Completely closed. Oh. So the Maisa, some Svarim, I'm a factory upon his Matthias. The Maisa, if you want, also the steam coming out somewhere from the microwave. It's not a pressure cooker, it does have some vents somewhere. And therefore, we have a Jachter in the RJJ. He writes on the stand, we see no halachic standard for where, what exactly is vented, what is a hole. There certainly are holes coming out. It's not something that's sealed off completely. Therefore, one time that a microwave is also nichel in the category of psoaksas. That means by an oven, certainly the loch is mutter b'dieved. By a microwave, the distractive smart is not to mechalik, it's also nichel in the getter b'dieved. Again, my force writes, the loch is know that it'll be nichel only getter of hefsim ruba, your person can be megal. Toast oven also, right? It has vents, things come out. Do you see steam coming out?
You don't see steam in your oven.
I assume it's not. It has to be coming out somewhere.
Yeah, Joel.
How do you back in the steam ovens? There's no official hole.
They will get to the phase. They that one on Shabbos. They mama sealed up with the door cement, and they mama sealed things off. No, so it depends how big, how much air there is, how much where the space is. It could be. I was wondering that by their ovens, even though they sealed it. It could be in the bottom there was a hole there. I mean, if you read the Ramah slowly, he says two things. He says either there's a hole on top or a hole on the side. Those are the holes have to be. Sounds like there's a hole on bottom, that doesn't count. That's what it sounds like. That means, in those days, like you're saying, good time to where's the air, they had the fire underneath, and they had a massive oven they put on cement in the door and they sealed up to Atman over there. Lachor, there was the fire where it was, there was action over there, and that was open. It sounds like the open has to be either on the side or on top. How do you rise and why otherwise the condenses over there?
It has to be a real hole, but not be on top of that, it has to be a real hole, not just some little space, something.
They made it for a reason to have a microwave is vented to make a hole to make this sure the steam goes out. It was made for that reason, to make sure the
bottom.
No, it could be that the reason why on the bottom is different because things rises.
Right,
so therefore it could be that's why it has to, when it says opened, it means open and side on top. It's very clear. It says in the loch is what? Two things, in the side on top. Could be bam doesn't count. Yeah, we'll get there. Position. Well, we said it anyway. Yeah, make close the pashtas. Now, just what we came out so far, we went through four levels. We came out, until now, these four things, we should now have the basic halachas negate an oven. That means further on, the Ramah is going to discuss the exceptions. If it's Harif, if it's Shishim, if it's Mashu, Zechazer, Machbas, those are five exceptions. But by now, we have the basic halachas. What we have over here, basically, you have to realize there's six cases. We have a case of a Tana Godel and a Tana Kotan. Very simple, there's two different types of ovens. If you want, the Yeshiva oven is a Tana Godel, and a Israeli oven is really a Tana Kotan. Very simple. In each case, you have to discuss if it's Pesuch Legamri, Pesuch B'Miksas, or Sosim Legamri. Three cases. That means we're going to end up having six cases over here. Aloch L'maisi, six cases. For the Bnei Ashkenaz. Bnei Svad a little bit different, but Bnei Ashkenaz, what comes out very simple. The Geth of Bnei Ashkenaz, if it's Godel, Yeshiva Oven, and the Pesuch Legamri, the Loch is Mutal Achilo. Mechaber, and those will say they're more agrees to that. Very simple. They do point out there's a Pirah God, Mechavadas, and Machmatel Lebrocho. Fine, but Medina the Betz Mavad, that's Mutter. The next level, when the case over here is big, but Pesuch Tzas, which I assume the Yeshiva Ovens are, but you have it. You're passing like Levi, like Rova, but you have it. If the case is a Pirah of Sosim, which closed Legamri, then the Bnei Ashkenaz and Lochas have Simrubo. Let me go from Lechatchila, but the Evid, to have Simrubo. Negate a case with the Tanner Koton, one thing changes. With Tanner Koton and Pesuch Legamri, still the Lochas be Mekel, but the Evid, will not be Mekel Lechatchila, but the Evid. If it's a case when it's Pesuch Sas, will be the Evid, Sas and Legamri, the Lochas again have Simrubo. That means if you want to be practically, let's say you call our ovens, and over here now it's all Koton. They call the American ovens Godel, there still be no Nachmil Alocha. Because both of them only Pesuch Tzas, not Legamri. They will not make a difference. Whether they call it Godel or Cotton, when the case of Pesuch Tzas, the Loch is Lechatchila to be Machmil, but Yevet to be Mekel. There's no difference. That means you can argue what our ovens in America are, what numbers, what shear, but the Loch doesn't make much of a difference. Because they're always Pesuch Tzas, and therefore it will only be Mutter, but Yevet, and not a case of Lechatchila. The fifth thing that Amor comes along and says, the case of Dovah Harif. Now, Chuf is more chomer, it draws out the taste, even more in the case of Shamin, Shamnunis. The loch is that even Bidi Eved will be Machmer. Even Bidi Eved. Now, what does that mean? There are two things that can be Chorif over here, the Heter and the Isser. So, coming to the Amor says no difference. Whether the Heter is Chorif or even the case of the Isser is Chorif, the Mice will be the same Alocho. There are those, look at the Gilim Asher on the page, Shemigdal Mitchas Yaakov, he disagrees. So, Daft in the case where the Heter is Chorif. Why the Heter is Chorif? Because when the Isser hits it, it rejuvenates it. The example, the Olam knows, when you have a knife that's flesh sticks, it cuts an onion, that's fine. It rejuvenates the bleas of the flesh knife inside the oven, inside the onion. Rejuvenates it. The thing it goes to, that's Chirif, rejuvenates it. Therefore, those one time, the whole Chum over here by Chirif is Dafka, my case, the thing it's the head to is Chirif, what goes into is Chirif. And therefore, the Isser Mishnevu and Simtofim Zayn is Noit, that's Ikar Locha. It brings it down that way, that the Chorim seem to go this way, Chochmasan goes this way. Dafka when the Heter is Chorif. The Maisat Tzal Sheni, the more disagrees, it's inside the Heter. And they point out that El Rabban Tophim Zayn went like the Amor, the Chavadas Baos goes like it, the Graz also in Pesach goes like that, or Chashulchon, the Ismavuch among the Chorim, how far to Machna case of Chorif, to mean like the Amor by both cases, or like the Mishbura seems to go for the Chochmasan and Minchas Yaakov, Dafka in the case where the Heter is Chorif.
Now, even
yeah, he's Machmer. He's Machmer, yes, he's Machmer. Now, this case over here, to be Machmer, the question is, are we discussing by Tana Gadol and his Pesuach over here? The Taz brings down that the Mashal and the Bach want to be Mekel. Maisi himself says, he brings down the Amor to his Chatzis, says to be Machmer, from the Isavet Oruch. That's how Be'ikh the Swam seem to go, the Chavdas, Rim Godim, Chokmaz Odom, not to Machalik, whether Pesuach Tzas, is Gadol, any case, Chirif, all cases we are Machmer by. All type of ovens, all cases, the Maisi will be Machmer. What? No, not by Gesim Mechusser. By Mechusser, it's very clear the Maisa to be Mekel. The question is to be Mekel in what? The Shach brings down the Isavet Oruch to be Machmel Chachilo. And it says the Kriveger and the Pimgoda, what it means, Machmel Chachilo and the Betzik that's on top of it, but about the rest of the food is mortar. That means to be Machmel Chachilo when it's opened, all type of ovens. The place can get involved, what does it mean Chachilo, the Heter or the Isser? Mechus, the Maisa to be Mekel, except maybe on the Betzik, Shaboy.
Did that translate
into
a lid being a problem?
Sorry?
Do you have something covered
with
a lid?
No, there's a couple. That's good, that's fine.
So I'm saying that you wouldn't say that
I'm not going to
have touching
it, mean you're touching it? No. Yeah. Touching
it,
that's some kivag already.
Why should be machmer and everything, right?
That's touching it,
yeah. So
the
meat inside the same thing as the batzer.
No. When it's covered, the problem is, let's say the meat's touching the lid or touching these things.
So then you would be laughing on the
meat. Yeah, but we're talking about things that side by side that are not touching. Not the, no in the gears over here.
The Kivik is not saying the is going up and down and connecting up inside
the pot. He has a bayah the second time up inside the Sigil Zaya, where Zaya Chazaya is referring to. There's two different Kivikas, I think.
The first one Kivik, what's the reason to be laughing my Batsik? Al Tiskasha?
No, it's Malarecha. Oh, it's Malarecha, it goes inside the Batsik. It goes inside. Now, come again, so we have one chum over here by case of charif. We have come along the shach, I mean the second case, then let's say it's not charif. But be the side shaboy. Let's say you put something inside to give smell to the second thing. It's nasalareach. You put a food inside, you have your meat inside, and you put your food inside just to give reach into the balsar. Come along the shach, it says also, even when the kind of psoch says also to be machbaz nichel nechum am charif. The kantam am charif. Even when he ever to answer it, he says zechazeh vad nathaway, the right from kimon. In the case of truma, the gemara's case is zechazeh, a spice that you put inside just for reach. But the case of bavas achaz, the meisah to be machmer. That means, right now, we have two chumras so far that's also even with Yevon. Number one, charif. Number two, a second case of nasal reach. Our third case, the next case thermal, the sixth case thermal, is a case of tachas machvas achaz. Under a case of a machbis over here. They come along the Ramah, and he explains you basically have a case of you have milk fleishiks, you have a frying pan that's upside down, turned upside down on top of it, and therefore it's being covered on the sides. In that case, it's nichlin get it like it's kilo, it's covered over here, and therefore he wants to answer it. The case is, what about by Hesti Ruba, can we make hole? The words of people got him is Chalila Lahokal. The Maisa, why this case can come to be Machmer? Not if the Pichodesh wants to be Mekel, but the Maisa be Machmer.
What's the difference in this?
It sounds like there's Nichol, the Kantaming Sosum. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like, but since it's a small era, that Sosum. Yeah, so that's why people want to discuss if the Chor should be Mekel. No, here the Maisa be Machmer. Don't explain why. I hear the aura. The way that by the Shulchan, when he tried to explain it, he said, Migdim Elsa. There's no sorry for it. Migdim Elsa. It's our chok over here. Explain our chok. Partial our chok. The Maisa comes out that Maisa we have, negated to ovens, three things that are also. We pass the Levi that what, but Yev is Mutter, that three things we pass is also. Chirif is also. Nasl Rech is also, and Machlas is also. Those things, three things are also. The Terim Shabbat again, we have also things that are Mutter, Lechat Chilo. One case of Mutter, again, we have Levi, but Yev is Mekel. We have three things that are also, and three things that are Mutter, Lechat Chilo. What's Mutla? One thing we said was Piv, that's Psuach, and Skodel. A second case we already mentioned by Mechaba, that's Mechoser. And third case, and what we're leading now to the Ramah, the seventh case of the Ramah is Zechazeh. Zechazeh, come on, Ramah, Isavata Orach, there is no Reich over here. There's no Reich over here. Now, what does that mean practically? I already mentioned on Thursday, but to speak out, I think maybe clearer or again. What's the halacha practically in the Geta oven? Yes? No term. Mechoser it works, but otherwise no. We're gonna answer it. The loch in the gear practically zechazeh. Most of us we make chalas, kavod Shabbos, mishmaru reishim and beis. It's a mitzvah to make chalas of kavod Shabbos. Most of us have fleishik ovens. What to go do practically to make the chalas? To make a bavas achaz or fleishik avada, you should not go do that. Most people don't do that. They don't have space for it. They won't do that. Question is, can you do it zechazeh lechatchilo? So where this from break down? There seem to be three different hanhogas. What to go do? There's one on Oga, the four spice bits chaylocha. One may, however, bake chalas immediately after roasting meat, providing that the oven surface is clean. You can do it right away. Zechazeh termal, no problem. Lachatchila is mutter.
You
can eat it with fleish milk. Yeah, zechazeh. It's mutter. No reich. It's clean oven. Ma baya.
You can't
make chalas in a fleish oven that's clean. No, oh, so that's first. Now, those were discussed. What about Zaya? So the Maisa, numerous places can go by things that are dry, Yavish, there's a Piska Shuva that brings down from Masa Moshe, and there's a Pim Gadam that wants to say that way, at least in Yodaya, that by Yavish, there's no such thing as Reach. No such thing as Zaya.
Thank you, Zaya.
Even Lachatila. Yeah, no, there's no such thing as Zaya. Where's the Lach of Zaya? Tzadik Beis, Simchas. No problem. Zechazeh, no problem. Therefore, before it says immediately, and he says that way, and a lot of people go the way. Asal Hasheni, Nechalkes Yaakov, he says Zeya. The Prima Gadol in Orach Chaim, Nechalkes Pesach. It was not the way. He says when he went to your day, he did not see the Torah in Tavtun Aleph that says, even by Chaliafim Machmer. And he says you cannot do it at all in your Fleshka oven. Asal Hashlishi, Kamalu Shemir Shabbos, in Perakman Beis, he writes, Zechazeh. Yesh la'achmer. You know why? So he sent you kuf chesef alafar amo. I have no idea what we got from amo. No idea, but he writes. He says, you cannot do zechazeh yesh la'achmer. It's amo. He says, kuf chesef alaf. Now this is the second volume, so he didn't fix it up yet. I have no idea what he wants. Maisi says the next sif, then a person can't be mekel.
He held that it was sitting on the oven itself, probably.
No, there's some grace.
Here to the oven,
then it does. That kuf ches. What did kuf ches of aleph?
It's in there.
No, maybe sif. It's maybe sif gimel if you want. Maybe it's other places. Let me do a sif aleph. It's not a mos sif aleph. Don't know what he wants. I have no idea what he wants. I just knew his people what he wants. They told me when I asked years ago when he was alive, he'll change eventually. Fine. We'll see. No. I don't know what he did. No, because certain things I told will change. He did certain things I told will change. He didn't. So I don't know. Later. But the Maisi does say in the Simcha Beis, Acham Eis La'Eis, after 25 hours, the Maisi is Mutter. Oh, that's Kashrin, that's the whole different Mavucha, then those who say Kashrin of the Seder, whatever your Rav says. But Maisi, let's go first without Kashrin it. Therefore, the Shemir Shabbat says, you can wait 24 hours. Maisa, I asked my wife what I tell her to go do, and she said, I told her to wait 24 hours. Maisa, think about it. Even Zeya will come out as Napanat and Ibn Yomai. So how far to Machman, a double Hatkhil on the Machalik Dapaiskim, Yishlod and Harbay. Therefore, what are you going to do? Rav Perkwit says, Halochla Maisa, it's Mutter immediately, but that's not the minute, we wait 24 hours. What?
It might be better not to be Chalas than not to wait 24 hours.
Shiloh, different longers. The Maisa, again, there are different ways. Rabbi Four says, article, the Pesach Achon and Klai Yisrael, Miyad. What? That's what it is. Pesach Achon for Klai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael seems to be our Berkowitz. He says, yes, Medina is correct. The Minig is not the way. It's wait 24 hours. Then we have a Halkas Yaakov, Rabbi Reish. The Maisa comes along and says, not the way.
Zayah. You don't wait 24 hours for Berkowitz.
If you ask me personally, I think 24 hours is certainly no problem.
Of course, it's
not but not even Yom. The Chiv is Zayah on the Machlik Zapaiskim on the Yevans of Yeshlo the Harper. If you make it, yeah, no problem. If you can't eat it with milk, you can't make it. Not make flesh bread. It's ulcer. You can't make flesh bread. If you cannot eat it with milk, then you can't make it. Oh, so like I mentioned on Thursday, if the first thing you have before on the burn on top, that'll take you to the sugya of Zeya, not the sugya of Reichel. Right. According to Chalkas Yaakov, will take care. But he asks even after 25 hours. That means burn on top you don't always use. Depends what you're baking. Your oven is flacious. Zeya, but you don't always use it, so eventually you have flacious. So again, for 24 hours, if you go after 24 hours, you're right. I'll tell this Yaakov won't help for it. Correct. If you bake chicken with a burner on top, then according to a motion, there'll be no bayav zeya. But you still have a bayav reichel, so the Shmir Shabbos says wait 25 hours. Again, somehow the Shmir Shabbos says zeya you cannot do. He writes, Abzeh the Yish Lahach when he sent you to Ramah.
I don't know what he means.
No, he does not say not one word of Zayah, not one word. I put, you'll see in the sheet. No, he doesn't. No, not one word of Zayah, nothing, not a Kiyusa. And the minig, it seems to be my newest people 25 hours.
Yes.
Now, there are those who kashu it. To kashu an oven in general, there have to be problems. Kashuing an oven with Cholius. I don't get into it, why, and what the Tzati Mikl is.
I don't care
if it's black or white. You could. So, yeah. Machalikis. I said, in a video, I'm going to start with who? I don't know. Who sheet do you want to go with?
Yes. If it's done, you can be
searching. Fine. The next thing, the eighth halacha over here. It says halacha of shishim. That means it's got to even the case is also by the Yevid, which we have three times over here. That's also by the Yevid. Case of charif nas l'reich tachet machmas achas. Come on, we are discussing. Let's say you have a heter of a case of shishim. So the chori has the machlokes over here. It's a mok mehefsid, and the way the shach explains means the case has to move. The meister can be mekel with the tzir of shishim. The last thing over here, by case of chometz on Pesach, the last halacha of the Ramah. Come on, clear machlokes to shaynim. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah brings down that since there's a sugya over here of Mashu, and since we're saying there is Reich, but it's insignificant, once you have a sugya Mashu, we say, Asa, I feel Efele Batul, Mimach, in the case of Chometz on Pesach. That's how the Goy Smach, the Bein of Paris goes this way. And they point out, the Rif says, what's it sad to explain to Rav why he's being Machmer? Because Rav goes like a Behuda, the whole Mimbim Min, I feel Efele Batul. That means he wants to answer. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Rav come along to Asa when you have Flesh Shikah. Kosher fleishiks with nevela as fleishiks and mimaminoi. Why is he asking it for? So says the Rif, wants to pass him that way. He wants to say, no, why? Because Rav holds like a Behuda that I feel a be'elf like bottle be mimaminoi. And we don't pass like a Behuda. We know that already from Sim Tzadaches. So Beis, we don't pass like a Behuda. So we see the Rif clearly holds that something is a mashu, I feel be'elf like bottle. Just we don't hold that way like a Behuda. But by Pesach, we do hold a field by Elflay bottle. That means Isser Mashu. So you have a clear riff. Tosef in the Peretz says it's Isser Mashu on Pesach. Asel Hasheni, come on the Mordechai, the Meril brings down this idea and says, don't bring me right from Levi. And he disagrees. He says, no, Rechelam also. Rechelam also doesn't count at all. Therefore, Loch Lamaisa, we have Mabucha among that. We show them what to go do. I come along the Ramah, the Ramah says you can make up a mokum hefsit. The way I have Mishmud El Rabbi Magdana means hefsimubo, you can be make up. Hefsimubo. And the question is, what a kimtis is he discussing over here? Is he discussing a case where it's sus and legamri? A case where it's open? What exactly is this case? So I point out that to be sus and legamri, anyway, Maisa, we make up hefsimubo. What does he mean over here? So my means to answer it. Kamung the Magavram brought down by the Degma Vava by us on the page over here. Pim got him also on the Mishpur also. They come along and say what he means, only with Psuach Tzas. Then he can make up the Hefsimubo. When Tzas and Legamri, we always will Machma Hefsimubo, so therefore in the case of Chod Mashu, we Machma totally in Gansen. Machma fully. That means we have a fourth Chumru over here, Aloch Lamaisa, that's Osir. We're going to ask by Mashu, when's the case of Tzas and Legamri, and by case of Charif, and by Nas Lerech, and by the case of Tachas Machmas Achas. Those are the four things we're going to ask Legamri. Cases that have to move, but we also end up having four cases over here. Now, this idea that we're saying to be Machmas at Tzas and Legamri, that's the partial understanding. Maisa Mishmur does say not that simple. He does bring down the others that want to disagree. He says, if it's a Simchas Yontif, Embershas and Chak have to move, then he wants to tell him maybe he can be Mekel. Fine. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Mamshul the sugya veich over here. Sibes. Come along the mamshul. We have the loch over here by reich, by a case of ofoy and by a case of tzli. That's the valif. Sibes a case of bishul over here. Bishul. Now, come along the. I couldn't point out, first of all, again, we're not discussing the sugya of zaya. Why? Or kasha. Discussing the sugya of reich over here. Come on, the halacha and the place can say there is no reich by case of bishul. The whole entire idea is the concept of chumrus be machmer rav alevi abayin and rova is a case when it's a case of a fear of tzli. But bishul is no reich. There's no reich. Meaning you have in your oven your chicken pot with liquid, and you're putting aside to cook something inside. No problem. There's no reich inside.
Why is that?
Why is that? Two reasons. One is when the shach ba'os brings down the beis yosef with siman tzadik zayin that the k'dera be mafsekes. Meaning the fire, what's it hitting? It's hitting the pot. And then it hits the water and the cook is inside. Since there's a hefsik kedei over here, therefore it does not make the strength of the reich over here. That means you know anybody who wants to ever give, let's say, smelt to something else, give reich, the Gemara always writes, you take the thing itself, put it in the fire. Put a kli there, it takes away the koyach of the reich. It's not that strong of the reich. It cannot be absorbed inside something else. Therefore we have one svar over here that a kedei that's mafsekes. Therefore coming the chorim said, lav dafka kesa bishul. Even slikata would be the same thing. You have a frying pan with a fire underneath it, and you have no liquid inside, but it's slikata, the kter being mafsik, Kamala Pais can say the same idea. There will not be any chumra of a reich over here. Bichodesh, Pimgodim, Chavdas, or Chashulchan. They say this one reason over here. A second idea they bring down, there's a Magavram that brings down this halach l'maisa, the chokhmas odom, mishtabruah, that says that something that's mavushal, that since it's a short time over here, does not have too much reich inside. The only time you have a reich is when it's a long time. You cook, what's the zman of a short time? It says the Mishmur Magavram, 1 or 2 hours is a short time. There's no reich. You have it longer, further, more, that's not going to get of a long time. Otherwise, it's a case of a short time. So there are two reasons why to be makel inside an oven by case of bishul. One is lav davka bishul, either a kdeh mafsekes, or a case where to give off by bishul, the reich has to be davka a long time. Where they're getting it for, getting it from, they point out, read the Ramah. The Ma says, we'll be making a case by Bishul, and lets us sosim call it stodim, says like a person does a tmona on Shabbos. Thank you, Ramah, for giving us an example. Telling us we do a tmona, we put our children inside the oven on Shabbos. It's very nice, put on the Shabbos. If you don't have children, you're not because. And the way they used to do it, they used to, mamas, seal off the area. Why are you telling us a story for? What's the point? So speaks out the Mogav Ram, and again, brought down the Paiskim in Hilchas Pesach, Eli Rabba, Prim Godim, Mishtabrua. Why? Because the way of a tmon on Shabbos was for the next day. It was a long time. So the only time the Ramah over here is being machmer is only when you're doing a tmona for a long time, and that situation will worry by that case. Otherwise, why is saying the kimto for? That means that Vadik agreed throughout the machaber when it's awesome, when it's a short time. The only time being machmer, why he agrees to be said over here that there is a day being mafsik. Just, he has another baya mitzad, when it's sasim over here, when it's a long time, then it'll be machmer. That means it comes out first, if it's a short time, there's no issue over here mitzad, the sugya of bishul, or the case of reyach over here. It's a long time, in case of atmano, the maisa, the mechaber, does not bring it down. He comes from the Rosh, the maisa, not bring machmer. The Ran is that way. The maisa, the Ramah says, you can only make it by hefsim ubo. The Ramah, the Bach, the Pim Godim, that's how Ikkach HaMasad, Miyadhud, the Ashna seem to go, by a short time, Avad HaMekel, by a long time, Timachma, like the Ramah says, less the case of hefsim ubo. Sif Gimel is a David study, because nothing to do with the Sugya of Reach, no Shaykhus. Why is here, it's really a Hemshech, what to do when you bite in the case of Goyim. So just the three points he discusses, let's not negate our sugya. One discusses it when you have shamnunis on this mardo that goes in and out, you have to worry about the sugya of shamnunis. The second thing he discusses, even if there's no shamnunis, you have to worry about the bleas inside. It makes a difference if it's ben yoimoy or not ben yoimoy. It's not ben yoimoy, once they nichle get up at the eved. The third thing he says, how to kashu it, he cannot kashu it with agolo, because he went through a case of fire, it's a case of libon. Those are three asidus. Again, nothing to do with our sugya, it's derech agav. Go on further. Sif Dalad is what the Gemara brings down from Rosh Lakish. Sign of Azura, sign of Gemara and Psochim. The Rosh Lakish says there are three different levels over here. When it's Pas Chamo and Pesuach, I'm going to ask her by Sugi Reach. When it's one or the other, it's Chamo, when it's Sosim, or a case the other way, when it's cold, when it's Pesuach, then it'll be Machloikis. And in the case where it's neither one, the Maisa person can be Mekel. The Gemara goes down further. By Biyasi says to me, Machim, it's on the Sugi of Sa'irin. Never come on the Machabin, says the same idea. When it's Pesuach legamri, and the case says pas chama lemaisik and aser. Also, it's also over here. Once one or the other, it's machlekes. It comes out who the machlekes between. About if reicha melso, reicha la melso, we pass reicha la melso. Therefore, the mechaber says you mekel. Very simple. Once one or the other, the lemaisik will mekel. Except for sa'irim, sa'irim has a special characteristic trait that can draw out the tam, but sa'irim will be machmer. But chutz in the case of sa'irim, lemaisik mekel. Why reicha la melso? They point out, if you analyze it, Lechora, it's very strange, Machab brings down the Saloch and Sif Dalet. The Goyim points out, Lechora, there's a Machlekes, who is Rosh Lakish going in? Who sheet is he? We have Machlekes, when you said already on Thursday, Pshat in the Sugyo. We have Tesis Mahalach, that makes these five different Madregas over here. They have the other Rishon, the Rift, the Rambam, Rashi, that did not make different Madregas. The only idea of different Madregas that come along to Paschal like Rosh Lakish, that's Tesis. The idea, and why you want to say there's no Machlekes, Rav and Levi, by Rava. Mash Enkin, the Rif of the Rambam, said, is a Machlekes. We pass in the Kulu Reich Lam Melso, and says the Rif very clearly, and therefore we do not pass in like Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish, very nice. Ladaki saying that way, saying, Pshap, we don't pass in like Rosh Lakish. They will come out that whether it's Chama and Pesach, we should also be Mekel. Also be Mekel. So the question is, why will the Mechab bring it down? How do you pass in Sif Aleph? He went, Alocha, but he ever to Mekel. He went, Machlekes, Rav and Levi, pass in Alocha is like, Levi Lekulo. So why in the world over here, not like Tayyip pass like Rav, once Tayyip pass like Rav, he has a Shlokish. We pass like Levi, why is he being down a Shlokish for? Fellow. They have come with Pre-Chodesh that disagrees. Pre-Chodesh says, even though he's a Sfaradi, he argues the Mechaber and says, no, the Meister to be Mekel over here. Once pass Cham and Pesuch, the Meister to be Mekel. That's a Shlokish, we don't go like that. We go like the Rif and the Rambam. Fine, if you've seen the Achronim, they seem to point out, first of all, the Seemers and the Iskem, they agree with the Mechaber. How they answer, they want to say, maybe Rashi agrees. We have no Raya. The only one clearly says not the way is Rif. The Rambam maybe agrees. Rashi maybe makes it different Madregas. Maybe there are different Madregas over here. And therefore, they want to seem to agree with the Mechaber. Maybe. Ulai. Maisa, the Baruch Shulchan, he ends over, Loch Lamaisa, he says, it's Mavucha. Not that simple, go like Rosh Lakish. Again, the Rif is very clear, we do not go that way. Pasha, the Mechaber is like the Rif. Therefore, he says, Mokum has to move a Yish Lakal. The person can be Michael. Fine, these are the four sif in the get to reyach that affects who negate achila. Now be mamshach hey through zayin reyach negate the sugya of smelling. Just tomorrow, Bez Hashem, the oil learns mishnayis. So we're making a seam every month. We do, and my father makes a seam Bez Hashem tomorrow. It says also his personal seam on Sisei Shida Mishnah. He went through the cycle twice already. The chazon every single one, and mamish. That means it took him 36 months ago to do this. 3 years over here to go through every mission he went through twice with Chazar, with underlining it and marking it, and Mamish looking very well. So then we invited the end of Seder tomorrow at 10 to 1. Might be here, most probably will be here, maybe not. But we'll eventually have an end 10 to 1 when everyone's invited to the seam that the Tziba does together, plus my father's personal seam. Slow.